This show is produced and hosted by Mark Weber. The show is sponsored by G3 Apparel. The views expressed in the following program are those of the sponsor and not necessarily the opinion of 710 WOR or iHeartMedia. Who is Mark Weber? He's a self-made business executive here to help you find your success. From the New York City projects to the Avenue Montaigne in Paris, his global success story in the luxury world of fashion is inspirational. He's gone from clerk to CEO twice. Mark is classic proof that the American dream is alive and well. Here's your host of Always in Fashion, Mark Weber.
I've been walking a lot. Pretty much nothing to do. I'm doing errands, but nothing, nonsense. The one good thing come out of me walking all this time, I've been thinking. I'm always thinking. And this week, I realized, not for the first time, but how happy I was at this stage of my life that I'm not working in an office 9 to 9. I wrote that to Jesse, and he wrote back, "You worked your whole life, you deserve it." I don't know if I deserve it. I do know that I'm there and I'm happy. I've been thinking, where am I? Radio, podcasting, I have a voice. Keeps me extraordinarily active, keeps me current, responsible. There's a tremendous pressure, though, to deliver a show every week. With all my talk about having nothing to do, this is real work because you have to really give it some thought. Fascinating, the last week or two, I've been talking about my former company failing at protecting their heritage brands, and they sold them to another company. And I got tremendous feedback. At the time I recorded the show, I had about 6,000 people who looked at my LinkedIn and commented one way or the other on this report. Now it's up to 8,000. It only indicates that there is this tremendous pressure to deliver a show. Talking for an hour, you have to start with an idea. Then once you get the idea, you got to write it. Then develop an order of presentation for the subject matter. For your information, it's 32 typewritten pages to do this show. And then, of course, we need to deliver it. Our radio show and our podcast is designed to entertain, to guide, to teach, to offer perspectives. And most of all, I suppose, to hold your attention from beginning to end. I've got you in the car. I don't want you after 15 minutes stopping and going in your house or going in your office. I want you to be stuck waiting to hear what we have to say next. Perhaps more than anything, there are personal challenges when it comes to delivering radio. First of all, I don't want to embarrass myself. I want to enjoy what I'm doing. I want to be proud of the results. "To thine own self be true," Shakespeare said. Yeah, I'm walking and I'm thinking about a lot of things. I've got Jesse involved with me here. My son, I want him to look good. I want him to sound good. I want him to have a good time being with me. It's amazing that we're together. But I'll tell you what, walking, thinking, do you know what I really do more than anything? I look at you. I look at people. I so miss the world. Even though I'm an admitted recluse, I'd rather be by myself. I don't need the interaction, but I do look. I'm not interested in interactions. I'm more interested in observations. I work, I play, I look. And now in our new world, I'm astounded how poorly people are presenting themselves. Let's be honest, you look like crap. You look like S.H. you-know-what. You're wearing the wrong clothes. You don't put yourself together well. Have you given up? Is it you don't care? If it wasn't for bad taste, you'd have no taste at all. I'm watching, I'm looking, and I can't believe what I'm seeing. My whole career was based on dressing men well. Then chapter 2. I was dedicated to tailoring and designing and delivering clothes and accessories to women. I have to admit, I failed miserably. Oh, the designs and the style and the clothes, the shoes and the handbags, they're not the problem. They were beautiful. They continue to be those things I started to do. I have extraordinary taste, The people in my industry, the people that I recruited, that I work with, have extraordinary taste. You want to question me? Then I say to you what I always say to my sons when they question me. 2 CEO jobs, 2 books, a radio show, and a podcast. No, I have great taste and I have the success to back me up and to prove it. It's not the clothes I've created. It's not the concepts. It's you. You were and you are the problem. Hold that thought. A while back, my brother came to our golf club for the day. Jared, my oldest son, Jesse, who's my co-host here, I'll introduce him in a minute. We went to dinner at the club. And my brother, for the first time, walked in, and he walked around the banquet area, looked at everything going on, recognized that this is an affluent club. And then he came back to us and he said, I'll tell you what I learned. Money doesn't buy good looks. We thought it was hysterical. We all started laughing. But it's true. Now, I've been walking. I'm admitted a walker. I try and walk anywhere from 20 to 25 miles a week. I've been looking around today. We're not all handsome. We're not all beautiful. Not everyone could be 6'2". Never everyone has a great figure. But aren't we all obliged to try and look our best? Again, it seems that you don't care. You've given up. You surrendered. Some of you, of course, have horrible taste, but there are enough people to look at yourselves and see what to do. This is where I usually say the men are the worst and that the women get it. And I'll stand behind that statement by and large, except I'll be nice here. Ladies, I'm seeing many of you missing the mark, and you're falling into a few categories. Trying too hard and over the top. I'll never forget, I had Tommy Hilfiger on my show, and I interviewed him for at least an hour, and during it I asked, is there anything in women's wear that you don't like? I mean, men, we could talk about women, but they're beautiful. He says, the only thing I don't like is when they do all of it. You know, the hair, the jewelry, the clothes, when they go over the top, I don't like it. The other side of the question is there's frumpy. There's your track suits and your track shoes and your long cotton dresses and your Birkenstocks and you're not wearing makeup. You need to try. The human race is counting on you females to keep the species going, to attract males. Then there's bad taste and poor taste, particularly in shoes. Men, you got no taste. But women, I can't believe what I'm seeing. You know, there was a clip in a movie, one of my favorite movies of all time. I'm not a comedy guy, but there's a movie called My Blue Heaven with Steve Martin and Rick Moranis. Steve Martin is a gangster in witness protection, and Rick is an FBI agent. It just so happens they come across a female prosecutor, and Steve Martin thinks she might be a good match for Rick Moranis. And then he starts to talk at her, and he looks at her face, and he's trying to make a match, and then he looks at her shoes. And I want to play that for you, because I think it's hysterical.
You're a good-looking girl, except for those army shoes. No wonder he split. Come on. You know, you ought to get yourself a pair of nice high heels.
Spectator pumps, I think they're called.
Come on, this way.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever been wrong about anything?
Yes, once.
The shoes, right? The shoes are tragic.
Ladies, what's going on here? I'm thinking the same. The trend now is ugly shoes. You're wearing sneakers with everything. Some of you are wearing clogs. Some of you are wearing Jesus sandals. Are you lazy? Are you forgetting to put in the effort? While I'm on it, I didn't invent the $1 trillion cosmetic industry. Lipstick, makeup. With all the respect, you leave the house, you have to look your best. You should be wearing makeup. Guys, whatever your equivalent is, you have to do. I'm not picking on the ladies. Ladies, you could be walking down the aisles at Whole Foods, and Steven Spielberg could be in there, scouting talent for his next movie. You could be in Dwayne Reed, you never could tell who's there. I, for one, care how I present myself. I always put in effort, no matter where I'm going. What about you? That's the theme here. We all know money doesn't buy happiness. We all grew up with that. But according to my brother, money doesn't buy good looks. And that's tonight's subject. Joining me in this discussion of bad taste, my son, my lawyer, and co-host, Jesse Weber. Hey, Jesse.
Hey there. Yeah, that is such a funny line. I love that line when he said it. And it's so right. I mean, the more that you and I are out, now that we get to be together, the more that I'm astounded at how bad people are looking. I mean, they really are.
You know what was really funny? Do you remember Saturday night we went to dinner? We went outdoors. Great restaurant.
Oh, it was great. Great. Amazing pasta. I had something, by the way, that I've never had before. I had cavatelli pasta with short rib. If no one's ever had anything like that, it was fantastic.
Yeah, I wish I could have eaten it, but I'm on a diet. We'll talk about that one later.
What happened Saturday night?
You. And the guy with the shorts. That was priceless.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I was astounded at this. So we're having dinner, and there was a guy literally right next to us or across from us. He's having dinner. He might have been on a date or he was with his wife. I couldn't tell. And he was wearing shorts. And you started to talk about how you hate seeing guys in shorts. You actually said it loud enough that I think you wanted him to hear this. And I loved when you went on a tear about it. I love when you usually go on a tear. And we were dressed really nice. This guy looked like he just gave up. That's what it looked like.
What was funny is not that. You didn't have a clue. But he thought he was dressed well.
Yeah, that I remember that. I said, because it never occurred to me that he was put together. See, I was saying to you, oh, he's just dressed comfortable. It's hot out. He's just dressed comfortable. And then I looked at him. I didn't see it. And you were right. He thought he was dressed well. He thought he was dressed up. And it never occurred to me. I thought he was just dressing for comfort.
Exactly. That's why it's funny.
Yeah, and he was wearing this white linen shirt, dark pinkish shorts, brown penny loafers, no socks, which is absolutely disgusting, to say the least. And then he actually was wearing these kind of cool tortoiseshell sunglasses. And you're right, he was either dressed for a date or he was on his wife. It was a night on the town for him, and I didn't see it because of the shorts. To me, he looked like he gave up and he just didn't care about his life. He didn't care about it the way he looked.
Yeah, it was hysterical because it never occurred to you that he thought about what he's wearing, and I bet he thought he looked great.
Yeah, you said to me, this guy thinks he's looking great. He's dressed out for the summer, a summer night out. I didn't see it then. And what's funny is I only saw the shorts. That's the only thing, because when you wear shorts, you lose. When you wear shorts as a 55-year-old man, you lose.
Tell it to the 99% of people of the male race.
What do you want me to say? People have bad taste.
Yeah.
What's with the golf course and shorts? Unless you're a 12-year-old kid playing golf and learning, you shouldn't be wearing shorts on the golf course. And by the way, aside from it looking really disgusting because all guys' legs are really disgusting, the fact that you're walking around in the woods wearing shorts in the tall grass, you're asking for a tick to bite you. So from a practical point of view, stop wearing shorts. I don't think it's serving anybody. We're the only ones wearing pants, by the way. We're the only ones wearing white pants, and I don't care how hot it is. I never am so hot that I'm going to wear shorts. You wear white pants, you're equally as comfortable.
Well, I've coined the term, you know, there's no substitute for good taste. When the PGA pros wear shorts for tournaments, that's when it'll be okay.
I mean, Phil Mickelson wears them because he wants to show off his calves. He thinks he looks great. But look, aside from him wearing the shorts to make his calves look good, I think a majority of the people are wearing shorts to beat the heat, to be cooler.
That's such nonsense, because rather than the pants reflecting the heat, their legs are absorbing the heat. Can you imagine what these guys look like without their clothes on? I mean, I don't want to do it, but can you imagine? They have tan lines on their neck and their arms. They have whatever short tan line they have. They must look ridiculous. Am I crazy, ladies? These guys get out of their clothes. They look ridiculous. You know what? I'll never wear shorts, ever, ever, ever. Maybe if the pros do, maybe then I'd consider it.
Nonsense. You're saying if the pros wear shorts, you're going to wear shorts? I don't believe that. I can't imagine you ever wearing shorts.
Hey, I think it looks unprofessional, but there is short appropriate. There are times I'll wear shorts. Some may make a correction here so everybody understands it. I play tennis. I wear shorts, of course. I go to the beach. I wear a bathing suit. Now, I wear a bathing suit under white cargo pants to go to the beach. I won't wear shorts. But shorts are appropriate for sport, but not going out. You know what? Jesse, you wore shorts when you were younger in your college days.
Not my finest moment. Not only did I wear shorts, I wore baggy cargo shorts. These things, like, went down to my ankles. They were crazy. I don't know what I was thinking, but I eventually saw the fashion light. I got out of it.
Yeah, fortunately. Hey, listen, guys out there, tonight, never wear shorts. Listen to me. Never wear shorts. You don't look cool. You guys with the big bellies hanging over your shorts, that's a whole other story that maybe I'll tackle. If I can't convince you, how about you never wear shorts to go out at night? I'll accept that as a start. Let me get back on point. I'm walking constantly. I'm thinking all the time and I'm looking. I travel in affluent circles. But I'm human. I'm a man of the people. I go to McDonald's as well as Le Berardin. I shop Vuitton as well as Zara. You're all there as well. The men, the women, I see you. It's clear. Money doesn't buy good looks. Particularly in the absence of good taste. I'm going to take a break now. When we come back, money to buy nice stuff. I want to talk about that.
Always in fashion.
This is Mark Weber. I remember so clearly when Donna Karan hit the scene. It was explosive. She was one of the most dynamic designers in the history of the world, and her product was very, very different from anything anyone in America had ever seen. She was modern. She was New York. She was vibrant. When you looked at the business in those days, there were companies like Ralph, Polo, or Tommy Hilfiger, or Nautica, great traditional American brands, but no one identified modern. You wanted modern, you had to find Giorgio Armani. Black was the basis of his presentation, and everything about it had a European chic to it. But not in America, until Donna came. Donna was a New York life resident, understood the pace of the city, understood what it was like to live in the city that never sleeps, that goes 24/7. Donna invented DKNY, Donna Karan New York. I'll never forget the first time I saw it. I was in London, and they had built a magnificent four-floor store in a building with an open roof, a glass ceiling. Glass ceiling, I suppose, representing we're changing the way things are done. DKNY was, frankly, nothing short of extraordinary, both men and both for women. Black was the basis of the brand, although the many colors played off the palette. And they all look good against black. Let's face it, we live active lifestyles. We get up in the morning, we do different things. We work, we play. Evenings is about entertaining and seeing the best that New York has to offer. DKNY offers a collection of menswear and womenswear, but footwear, accessories, suits, shirts, ties, women's sportswear, women's activewear that speaks to the lifestyle that goes with you wherever you want to go. And it's always modern, it's always contemporary, it's always at the forefront of what fashion should be with a New York lifestyle in mind. I've lived the life. I was the chairman and CEO of Donna Karan. I understood what that brand meant. And I can tell you, if you want to step out and you want to walk away from your traditional roots, if you want to be modern, you want to make a statement of elegance, but in a New York kind of way, with the sophistication of New York, as a person who understands all the city has to offer and all the modern lifestyle in America is about, you find it everywhere. People are forcing themselves, urging themselves to get out and be special and live this lifestyle. DKNY. You can find DKNY at DKNY.com or in Macy's. I'm telling you guys and I'm telling you ladies, you can look chic, you could look special, you look right. DKNY.
Welcome back to Always in Fashion. Here's your host, Mark Weber.
I've been walking. I've been looking. Looking making me think. I'm looking at a lot of people out there, and it comes to mind that money just doesn't buy good looks. And in the absence of good taste, gosh, what I've been looking at. And I'm really worried, because the future of the human race is on guys and gals being attracted to one another. If they're not, where does that leave us? And I'm seeing a lot of unattractive things out there right now. I can't believe what I'm seeing, frankly. But being tonight that the theme of the show is money doesn't buy good looks, I was thinking about money in general. And I was thinking in particular about Wall Street. When I think about where we are right now, the worst possible elements that Donald Trump started, Biden is all over, Congress is all over, the Federal Reserve is shrinking interest rates. There are a lot of people that used fixed income, simple, guaranteed deposits in bank or treasury notes or treasury bills to live on. Returns are small, but they're guaranteed and your money's safe. Going down to zero destroyed that dream for everyone, particularly senior citizens who invested their entire life in working, saved all their money to have a good retirement like they were told to do, and whether they would have meager income or whatever income, guaranteed their principal is protected. And now all of a sudden, it's all about legalized gambling. Everyone's forced to gamble. Wall Street is gambling. It's guesses, it's hunches. It's no different than picking horses. You go to a racetrack, Belmont. Jesse and I, we've been to tracks all over the country. We went to, where's the one in England? What was that called we went to?
Royal Ascot.
And who did we see there?
We saw the Queen. It was very nice of her to come see us, right? Wasn't it nice for that she came out to see us?
You look very good in your suit and your top hat, Jesse. That was hysterical.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if that's my best look either. I'm not going to lie to you.
The point is, Wall Street is no different than picking horses. You get a sheet. You read the sheet. This particular horse is good on mud. This particular horse is good in the rain. This particular horse is good in the dry weather. This one wins in a quarter mile. This one wins in a half mile. And you look at the jockeys and their record, and you start to make a determination. Basically, you pick it out of the air. When you're buying stock, what do you know? It's about tracking. Now, companies in Wall Street, the biggest firms, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, whoever they are, they have analysts who really track what's going in the company. And three things come into play pretty much. One, the industry. Right now, the retail industry is booming because people have had pent-up demand and they're going out and shopping. Two, the strategy of a company and the brands they own. If they're strong and they have a meaning, people would see. Wall Street analysts like knowing brands. Like Ralph Lauren. And then it's about management. Management is the one who lays out all the details. This is our brand. This is what we're going to do with it. This is the year we're having. This is how we think we're going to perform. This is how we'll do next year. It's gambling. That's what it is. Wall Street is legalized gambling. When I was starting to move up the ladder, every day, some young guy, some young girl would call me. They want to be my broker. And I couldn't get rid of them. So finally, I get a guy on the phone. He called me. He called me 10 times. He wouldn't stop calling. I got him on the phone. And I said to him, I'll tell you what, John, I really believe you're good at what you do. So here's what we're going to do. I'll give you money of mine to invest. You could share 50% of my profits, but you have to guarantee that I won't lose money, because if I lose money, your company will pay me back. It's against the law. They can't do that. And the point of it is Wall Street, everybody's guessing. The analysts, the reports, the brokers, the recommendation, nonsense. No one knows. And the government right now is pumping up the market. When you bring interest rates down to zero, when you can't make any money in fixed income and guaranteed investments, what are you doing? You're creating a situation that you're forcing people, particularly retirees, to go and invest in the stock market. Now, why am I talking about this of all things right now? Because I'm saying that money doesn't buy good looks. You look around, my gosh, it is unbelievable how bad things are. It's summertime. I've been spending my time on the beach. Yeah, I'm a golfer. Golfers usually don't have time for the beach, but I haven't been golfing as much as I want. As I said before, I walk, I look, I think. I have a lot of free time in my hands, and my two best friends on my two sons, they got to work for a living now. They're in the rat race, 9 to 9. Me, I have this free time.
Well, let me just take a guess here. You going to the beach, there's a lot of bad looks at the beach.
Oh, that's where I'm going. I can never look at a woman again after what I've seen on the beach the last few weeks. There's no shame. Everyone's out of shape. And if you look at what they're wearing, it's like, I have a belly, so let me pick a bathing suit that emphasizes how big my belly is.
Do you think they know that, though, or do they think they're hiding it?
What, are they blind? If I wanted a date, if I wanted to go out, I'd never be with another woman again, what I'm seeing.
Well, let's be fair, because the guys are such prizes, too, on the beach.
Oh, the guys. Are you kidding me? The guys. Oh, my gosh. They're all out of shape. They've got huge handlebars at the back of their back hanging around. They have those big bellies hanging over. They're all pale. They're all hairy. They have beards now. Beards on the beach. I'm sweating just from looking at them. The choice of bathing suits, the outfits. You know, if I was all these guys, I'd be wearing winter coats on the beach, hiding. I can't believe what I'm looking at. I don't understand how people get together anymore. I don't understand how people will procreate the species. I can't believe what I'm looking at. Has everyone gone crazy? Everybody giving up? Now, you and I, Jesse, we went to the south of France. It wasn't the same.
Nope, not at all.
I fell in love every 5 seconds. Every which way I turned my head, I was falling in love.
Well, let's be intellectually honest. All the women there were tan European women models. They were like, that's what we were talking about here. There was extreme wealth in the south of France. You saw even these fat guys who were like tan wearing gold Rolexes and had yachts. Even if they didn't look good, they know how to make themselves look at least a little better.
Well, that's the point I'm making here. They care. They thought about their appearance. They gave it attention. Europeans aren't overweight like Americans. Europeans have sense of style. And I got news for you. I go to the beach. And I go to the Hamptons. Let me say the following. There are beautiful men and beautiful women on every beach. In the Hamptons, I would say to you, 70% are together. The 30% that are not, they know how to hide it better. The beaches on Long Island, the beaches in Queens or Brooklyn, wherever else you're going, it's reversed. 70% are scary. And 30%, I'm being generous here, look good. Care about the way they look. I just don't get it. I'm going to take a break because we need to bring one of our sponsors on. Maybe someone will listen and decide and hear where they should be buying some clothes for and thinking about it. And then we'll come back. I don't want to talk about what's working and what's not working for me. Back in a minute. When money doesn't buy good looks. Oh, gee whiz.
Always in Fashion.
It's Mark Weber, host of Always in Fashion. Karl Lagerfeld was one of the world's most celebrated fashion icons. His creative genius still is through with his Karl Lagerfeld Paris collection. Karl Lagerfeld was known for his artistry, his photography, and his fashion design. He was a brilliant, brilliant creator. And he was also known for his cutting-edge and aspirational and inspirational approach to style and life. Included in the Karl Lagerfeld Paris collection is women's ready-to-wear, accessories, shoes, and bags. Karl Lagerfeld also offers a wide range of watches, eyewear, and premium fragrances. The Karl Lagerfeld brand is there for you to be different, to be special, and feel unique. Explore the Karl Lagerfeld collection at karllagerfeld.com.
Welcome back to Always in Fashion. Here's your host, Mark Weber.
I'll tell you one thing I've learned. Money can't buy good looks. That's what we're talking about tonight. I've been spending a lot of time out. I've been walking. I've been thinking. And I'm thinking of deep subjects that we could talk about. The future of the world, global warming, whatever. But I can't help but look at people. And I'm astounded. I am shocked at the way people look. Now, if you've listened to the show for the earlier part of the show and you're still here, and those of you who are zealots or politically correct and screaming that I've been talking about women and how important it is that they attract the opposite sex and that they think about the way they look because they're responsible for procreating the future of men and women. We need to be attracted to each other. So those of you screaming and thinking that's sexist, here's my qualifier, okay? I recognize I don't get dressed for anyone else. I don't like anyone else. I do it for me. I want to feel good about myself. I want to look in the mirror and feel good. I want to dress and feel good. I'm not doing it for anyone else. I can care what anyone else thinks. Women are the same way. I'm told that women like to dress for each other. They like to show their stylish. They like to talk about their looks and eat back and forth and back and forth. So please, those of you ready to scream at me, forget it. I'm not worth it. I get it. But I have taken a little different tact. If the future of the world is having babies and we don't look good to each other, we got a problem. But I gave you the qualifier. I'm not saying, you ladies out there, that you should be getting dressed up because you have to have men think you're attractive. Forget it. Okay? Only from that one little generic human thing I want to talk about. If there's one thing I learned, my brother said it to me at a time. He walked through my country club. He looked around. First time he was at this particular country club. It was an affluent country club. He looked around. He said, I'll tell you one thing. Money don't buy looks. I love that line. We all did. We found it hysterical. And bottom line, I'm watching what's going on here. Maybe you're all out of practice. Maybe because you were in the house for a year, you forgot how to dress. I don't think that's the case. I spent a career dressing men then dressing women. And the way I'm looking at you folks out there, the clothes are horrific. The choices you're making. It's unbelievable how poor you look as a human race. That's what I want to talk about now. I want to talk about the worst things you can wear and what looks terrible in this day and age. Jesse, if it's okay with you, you want to go first? You want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Go ahead.
You know what I've been seeing a lot of lately? Boat shoes. Boat shoes. And that is just a killer for me. I find them to be very unappealing. And the guys who wear them think they're being stylish. I can't stand them.
Are they wearing socks?
Nope. They're wearing shorts and they're wearing no socks and they're wearing the boat shoes. I got to tell you, I saw two guys wearing them on dates in the city. If I were the girl, I would never call him back. You want to go with one?
Okay, sure. Thank you. A little background. One of the most exciting events for me being in the fashion business was when Ralph Lauren opened up his restaurant and the Polo store on Fifth Avenue. It was a bigger-than-life event, and it was extraordinary. But I remember my first time, after they opened, walking into the store and all the men in the store were wearing tight jeans rolled up, orangey brown shoes and no socks. I was astounded. I couldn't believe what I was looking at. I was horrified. I hate that look. Your turn.
You know what I can't stand? And this has become a fashion trend for the last 5 years. I think every single sneaker company has been trying to do this. Black shoes with white bottoms. Every single sneaker company doing it. I find it so lame.
Hate it. Back to the ladies for a second. I know this one's controversial. You ready? I don't feel comfortable with cleavage. I don't get it. What's the signal you're sending? If you put your picture in a magazine with your cleavage, what would you write underneath it? I know when I meet someone, I find an attractive woman I'm going to look at, and if she has cleavage, am I allowed to look? What's going on here? It makes me uncomfortable.
It's not about you feeling uncomfortable. If they feel good the way their body looks, showing it off for themselves, why not let them do it?
As long as I'm not judged inappropriately for staring. How's that? Is that fair?
Okay, let me ask you this. This is a little weird, but I'm going to ask you it. Let's say guys wear tight pants and girls look down there. I mean, guys are like, oh, I wear tight pants. It's better than baggy pants. Would you feel comfortable then?
I don't want to see that. I don't think that's right either. But turnaround is fair play.
All right, let me go with one that bothers me, okay? I don't think anybody has pulled this off effectively. A checkered dress shirt. You see them being sold. I don't get it. I see the different combinations. I've even seen it in magazines. I don't think it's a flattering look. I just don't think anyone has pulled it off effectively. Would you agree with me on that?
Let's back to TV and sports. I've been watching a lot of sports. There are newscasters or TV analysts, Shannon Sharp, guys like him, who wear check shirts with, you know, paisley ties and colorful suits, and they really pull it off very, very well. But what's driving you crazy is the way the guys are dealing with it, and that's the problem. I haven't said it yet, but I should. While we're talking about this, it's my turn. Men wearing sandals. Hate it. Hate it. I have said this before, and I say it again. I'd run for president just to outlaw sandals. That would be my platform. Men, you can no longer wear sandals, and I bet you all the women and all the men would vote for me. On top of which, you know, we've been pounding the hell out of shorts tonight, but guys, if you're going to make the mistake of wearing shorts, you know what drives me crazy, Jesse? You ever see the guys who wear high socks with their shorts?
Not really.
Oh, yeah. That's terrible. You got another one?
Yeah, and I'm sorry to say this. I don't think they'll ever be a sponsor of the show. Crocs. It's just such a disaster. Really, you talk about giving up Crocs. I don't get it. I don't think they're appealing. I don't think they're flattering. Never really understood. They're about comfort. I get it. They're about comfort, but not for me. I don't endorse them.
Well, it's part of this whole women's ugly shoe trend. The sandals that they're wearing, Birkenstocks. Are you kidding me? What else you got?
I don't think you quite mentioned this, but it is a disturbing trend that is getting worse and worse, and we see it every kind of award show. I think there's going to be an award for whose dress pants, whose suit pants, whose tuxedo pants are the highest. You know, in the sense that at the bottom of the shoe, the cuffs are so high. You see the ankles. I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm going to stay on the women. Okay, that's one too, I agree. Here's the thing. I went to the Met one year. I would tell you that event probably has 700-800 people. And 600 of them are famous. The who's who of celebrities in the world. It is an extraordinary event. And there's maybe 100 regular people there, but it's all star-studded. I met them all, and I saw them all, and I walked over the ones I needed to talk to. I walked over to Daniel Craig and said hello. Gwen Stefani right away said hello. She was fun. Jennifer Lopez, I had to walk over to it. She literally, to me at the time, was the most beautiful girl there. But one after the other, it was amazing to see. At the end of the event, every single woman were carrying their shoes and limping out of there. They couldn't walk. Their shoes destroyed their feet. Which brings me to a very unattractive look that I have to say bothers me. All the women out there, now women in flip-flops and their sandals with Band-Aids on their feet. I would think if you got all these Band-Aids on your feet, you'd be better off wearing shoes to cover them.
I'm going to jump in too. There's two that I have with women. One, I can't stand flats like the ballerina slippers. I don't like them. It's either you're going to show the toe or you're not going to show the toe.
I don't mind them. I find them very fine. They're just fine. As long as the rest of the outfit is put together well, I have no problem with flats. So on that one, we don't agree. What's next?
This one drives me nuts. Okay, and I see it a lot on Instagram. It's very prevalent in the beach. It's very prevalent in the summertime. All the girls go into the Hamptons. What's with the sun hats? The Panama Jack hats?
Ah, I can't believe you just said that. That was on my list. Keep going.
These hats, I don't know if they're looking at celebrities wearing them, but every girl thinks that they're going to wear these giant hats and pull them off. The only time that I think wearing a giant hat works is if you're going to a horse race and it's the gimmick of the horse race. Not wearing these giant hats. I think they're so stupid.
It's funny that you say hats. I was going to talk about men's hats. When did these little derby hats, I don't even know what they're called. All these guys out there wearing hats thinking they're cool, thinking they're putbull. They look ridiculous. I hate them. There's only one hat a guy should ever wear in this day and age. It's called a baseball hat. So between the men and the women, hats are really, really turning me off right now. I can't believe it.
Well, let me ask you this. The big thing, you mentioned beards. What happens if a guy has a well-groomed beard where the sense is it's on the cheeks, it's on the upper lip, it's on the chin, but they shave their entire neck? So it's literally just like the face beard. You like those or no?
Now, beards are a pet peeve of mine. I am of the opinion that good-looking guys don't need beards. The other day, I saw George Clooney in an advertisement on TV. It might have been for some kind of coffee. He does some coffee commercial, and everyone there is sitting there, and he's wearing a beard. His hair is gray. His beard is gray. He looks like an old man. Too many guys are in beards now, and it irks me. I don't think it looks good, but it almost looks like 8 or 9 guys out of 10 are wearing beards now. So this trend has come on. Don't ask me where it came from. Somebody started wearing beards and somebody started thinking they look good. And it's prevalent everywhere. So I have to adjust my point of view. The big, thick beards are not my thing. The short crop ones maybe. Now people are taking a lot of poetic license on the way they do it. The more I look, the more it weirds me out. But the point is, I have to be more current and be more flexible and look closely at men with beards. And I have to say, guys, to thine own self be true. Shakespeare said it. You got to look in the mirror and know whether you're helping yourself or not. I'll go. Ladies, again, we're all home for a year, 15 months. Forget the sweatsuits going outside. You don't need them anymore. Sweatsuits, sneakers, not to go out. Come on, wear them in the house to your heart's content. Nobody wants to see you in baggy pants. They don't look good.
Baggy suits, baggy pants for guys. That's a pet peeve of mine. You got to have your suit tailored. There's no excuse for it to be baggy. And I want to pick on you a little bit. Okay, I've mentioned this before, and it bothers me that your pants, your white pants, are so big. You wear very fitted shirts, very fitted sweaters, jackets, and then your pants are gigantic. I don't understand what you're doing, my friend. I'm talking to you, Daddy.
Well, you don't understand because you are not as sophisticated and not as suave as I am. I like my pants to have the proper break over the shoe. Shoes, you're not supposed to see the entirety of the shoe. You're not supposed to see the entirety of the sneaker. Having a pant that takes a portion of that off gives you a better proportion. My style remains the same forever. That's why it's called classic. Fashion comes and goes, Mr. Tight Pants, but style is forever. Coco Chanel, Yves Saint Laurent, they've all said it. Style stays with you. If you can find a way to not chase fashion, find a style that's right for you and stay with it. Don't try so hard. Tonight, all we wanted to do, what I wanted to do is have some fun, talk about things that are irking me. And last but not least, I'm going to take a break. When we come back, I can't help but talk about weight. Back in a minute.
Always in fashion.
I am so excited that the world is starting to open up, that we see hope and we're getting interested in the way we look and dress again. I want to talk right now to the women in this country. It's time to come back, and you have a tremendous opportunity to look your best again. And I'm particularly excited to talk to you about Casper, the brand for women's related separates. Casper is a very, very stylish contemporary brand that is going to clearly match the way you want to live your life going forward. There's so many things to do again. There's so many things that you want to accomplish, whether it's at home or at work. Casper has crafted an updated collection, a modern collection of easy, effortless classics that you could wear from morning into night. It's great to be able to wear a wardrobe that you'd wear to work and be proud and you are competitive in that workplace, and then go out at night and feel like a woman. I am excited to start meeting people again and seeing people dress their best. Casper also makes the kind of clothes that you would wear for your Zoom phone calls, whether it's a sweater or a blouse. If you wear jeans, great tops to go with them. Casper has all of your wardrobe needs. They cover you great. They're simplistic, and yet they're thoughtful with all the detailing and the emphasis on refined fabrics. I like looking at women's clothes. I spent 9 years working with Donna Karan. I understand what looks great. Casper has trend-right jackets, blouses, dresses, knits. It's an amazing brand, and it's been around for a while. And if you don't know it, you should go in and find it, and I'll tell you where. You can find the Casper collection at Macy's or online at Macy's.com and, of course, at Casper.com. And by the way, Casper is spelled K-A-S-P-E-R. I don't recommend many brands, but in this case I will. I am impressed with Casper. Ladies, check it out. You'll see I'm right.
Welcome back to Always in Fashion. Here's your host, Mark Weber.
Tonight's show. It's money doesn't buy good looks. What a topic. I've been having a good time. I hope you out there listening like this subject. Money doesn't buy good looks. I'll tell you what it does buy, or what it can buy, is you being overweight. In olden days, back in the day, as they said, people of wealth pounded on the weight because they could afford foods that other people couldn't. They had means and they ate a lot. But it isn't cool now to be overweight. I don't have to tell you what you already know. It seems to me that people that are overweight are not as healthy as they should be. I think that's what I've read, and if I'm wrong and if I'm insulting people that are overweight, I apologize. But the truth is, if you're overweight, there are people who have glandular problems, and anyone who's affected, I apologize to you. I hope you can get whatever help you need, and if you don't want to be overweight, you can deal with it. But by and large, if you're overweight, it's because you're overweight. Because you're not doing the things that you should be doing. America is obese. There's a tremendous concern when you start to read it. Too many American people are obese. And it's all on you. All on you. Let me tell you something. You could run for an hour. You know how many calories you lose? 400 calories. You know what that's equivalent of? One piece of cake. You're not going to lose weight running. You want to walk a mile for losing weight? You lose nothing. Don't bother. You're not going to lose weight by walking. Oh, you'll be much healthier, but not for losing weight. You don't lose weight by exercise. You lose weight by the amount of food, and in this case, calories, that you put in your body. And most people just don't understand how to eat properly. I see people eating salads day in, day out, and they're still not where they need to be. See, the problem is you could eat all the salads you want. You'll never gain weight. You'll lose weight. Put the dressing on, it's worth 800 to 1,000 calories, which is too many calories, period. I looked up ice cream for all of you out there. One scoop of ice cream is 250 calories. But you know what's happened in the same article I looked up? People are pounding on the cookies, the cream, the sauce, the sprinkles, the chocolate chips, and they're taking that 250 thing up to 1,200 calories. Bottom line, you're entitled to about 2,000 calories a day. You have to watch what you're eating. Weight loss is about discipline. Now, again, I said it earlier. I'm going to say it again. I've been on the beach this week. I'm not saying I look good. Believe me. But I'm skinny. I made up my mind after COVID and gaining 12 to 15 pounds, I was going to lose it. And I didn't stop. I found it too easy. I ended up losing 27 pounds. I know how many calories I'm approximately allowed to take a day. And I don't eat above them. It's requiring discipline. And I believe that all of us require discipline. You can blame McDonald's for its Big Macs. You can blame Ben & Jerry's for its ice cream. You can blame Lay's potato chips. But every French fry you eat and all of those other things you're putting in your mouth, you're doing without moderation. I lost 27 pounds on discipline. Bottom line, this show started because someone said to me, money can't buy looks, and I thought it was hysterical. But what can buy the right appearance is you caring. A premise of this show, package yourself is as important as the products you package. You can take care of yourself. You have to think about the way you dress, you have to think about the way you look, and you have to want to do your best. And part of that is the way you groom yourself, and part of that, more than anything during the summer when you see it everywhere, is the way you eat. I never think of this show as a paid public service announcement, but maybe that's what it is tonight. I'm walking, and I'm laughing, thinking money can't buy looks, but I'm also thinking you can do better for yourself. And with that, good night. I hope you had a good time. I had a great time. See you next week.